Well, a decent start to the day for the Australian share market on Thursday. We've got the ASX 200 lifting 29 points or 0.5%, and we're continuing to seesaw from gains to losses every couple of days. So today's gains, essentially just recouping half of yesterday's pullback. We've got most sectors improving at the moment. The banks are mostly higher. We've got tech and energy stocks standing out, and the only losers really are mainly in the defensive sectors, so the utilities and also property stocks. Now, we're seeing the profit reporting season are peaking at the moment. Yesterday, most companies out with results seem to disappoint, with share prices falling. A2 Milk, Brambles, Iluka, Worley Parsons and Stockland included. Today is a complete opposite, with most companies pushing higher following profit results. Of course, keep in mind that the market is generally higher today as well, which probably helps. But looking at some of the winners, Qantas is up in the order of 1.5%. Its profits have actually dropped back about 17% over the past year due to higher fuel costs partly, but it did announce a big $400 million buyback and also a bigger dividend. Flight Centre is managing to lift strongly by about 6%. Profits were quite steady on last year, but they were largely in line with expectations as well. Word from Santos, which is up about 2%. It more than trebled its profits thanks to an acquisition it made in recent times. And we've got Medibank and Coles both somewhat surprising the market with special dividends that it announced, that they both announced today. Now, JB Hi-Fi is coming under pressure in the retail space. It's down about 2%. That's because it's trading ex-dividend today. So in the next month or so, it's going to pay out a 51-cent dividend to eligible investors. Now, mining stocks, somewhat surprisingly, are actually standing out today, managing to see gains of around 1.5% from Fortescue and Rio Tinto, despite a massive 6.2% slide in the iron ore price in overnight trade. The fall in the iron ore price has a bit to do with concerns of less demand for the steelmaking ingredient in the next month or so. That's because in the first week of October, the Chinese markets will be closed for holidays. The Aussie dollar finally is sitting at 67.7 US.